This is our first in-person while there's still COVID and pandemic around. This is our first worship with Reverend Bruce and Costa, and I invite you to warmly welcome them this day. No matter who you are and what your story is, welcome to this place of worship where you can simply be, where you are invited to rest and pray and sing, where you can connect with God and one another. This is our first service, as mentioned, and we are doing our best. We are a brand new team. This is a brand new experience. We ask you for your grace as we learn together, as we create safe space for all of us to be together, and as we start a new beginning. A couple of announcements. Our office hours are changing tomorrow, and the office will be open Monday to Friday from 10 till 1. Please call ahead if you're planning to drop by, and if you'd like an appointment with Bruce or I, we would be happy to arrange a time with you. Next Sunday will be our Orange Shirt Sunday, a service that will include the recognition and honoring of Indigenous children and the Orange Shirt Movement. We invite you to wear orange if you have that color, and if not, we will have some ribbons for you to wear. And we're hoping to have some t-shirts that will directly support Indigenous communities and this work. With that, I believe, do you have any other announcements? We're good. All right, we're going to begin with some singing this morning. Please remain masked. Please sing out your heart as we join together as the morning has broken.
That wants to help us with the actions, you're welcome to come on up and help us, please. Thank you. We want to take a moment to acknowledge that this sacred and precious land upon which we live and work and play and pray is the unceded traditional territory of the Musqueam First Nation and other Coast Salish peoples. We give thanks to God for their stewardship of this land since time immemorial, and we make this acknowledgement in the hopes of more that we might do to bring right relations and justice for our First Nations neighbors. Now let's light the candle. Sarah, will you help me? That's it, you're right under there, yeah. That's it. Thank you. Would you please repeat after me? God is here.
God is here.
All the time.
All the time.
All are welcome.
All are welcome.
All the time.
All the time.
Amen.
And Jordana to offer our call to worship today.
Come one, come all to worship together.
Seeker, questionnaire, wondering one.
Old timer, retiree, young adult, little one.
Newcomer, first time attender, anxious one.
Come one, come all to worship together.
Sing, pray, dance, laugh.
Short, tall, alive and well.
Alone, together, in a family.
Come one, come all to worship together.
No matter your story,
no matter your journey,
no matter how you feel this day,
let us all worship God.
No matter how, let us all worship God.
Let us all worship God. Amen.
Let us build a house. Let's sing together. I think we skipped one. If that's our only glitch today, we're doing well. We'll sing that other verse another time. Is anybody else feeling strange? It's weird, isn't it? I know it's weird for me because it's my first time here. Well, first time here on a Sunday morning worshiping with people. And it's so great to be with you. And it's kind of scary. And weird, strange. Strange to be together when we've been so careful about staying apart. Strange to be together when we've yearned for this so much, many of us. Haven't we? Strange to see people. Hair's longer, hair's shorter. Maybe a little grayer. Kids are bigger, right? How much have you grown since you last saw each other? Some of us have grown this way. A little bit. It's wonderful to be together. For newcomers like me, and for folks that have been here, someone told me they've been here since the 70s. And I think someone's been here even longer than that. We'll hear about that in a minute. I invite you to take some deep breaths. Let's breathe in the love of God and breathe out anxiety. Breathe in grace and peace. Breathe out distraction. Let us pray. Creator God, you prepare a new way in the wilderness, and by your grace, you give us water in the desert. Help us to recognize you at work among us, working miracles beyond our imagining. Open our hearts to be transformed by the new things that you are doing in our midst, so that our lives may proclaim the transforming love of Jesus and the extravagance of your love for all. Amen. Sing this chorus.
Isabel and Bruce will offer our scripture reading today. Or just Isabel.
Just Isabel.
Just Isabel. Wonderful. Come on forward.
Different spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are different ministries and the same Lord. And there are different activities, but the same God who produces all of them in everyone. Christ is just like the human body. A body is a unit and has many parts. And all the parts of the body are one body, even though they are many. We were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jew or Greek or slave or free, and we all were given one Spirit to drink. Certainly, the body isn't one part, but many. If the foot says, I'm not part of the body because I'm not a hand, does that mean it's not part of the body? If the ear says, I'm not part of the body because I'm not an eye, does that mean that it's not part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, what would happen to the hearing? And if the whole body were an ear, what would happen to the sense of smell? But as it is, God has placed each one of the parts in the body just like he wanted. If all were one and the same body part, what would happen to the body? So the eye can't say to the hand, I don't need you, or in turn, the head can't say to the feet, I don't need you. Instead, the parts of the body that people think are the weakest are the most necessary. If one part suffers, all the parts with it, if one part gets all the glory, all the parts celebrate with it. You are the body of Christ and parts of each other. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God.
Hearing aids knows the trouble I'm having right now. Well, friends, I cannot tell you what a joy it is to be with you. I truly don't have the words. We've been planning this for a while, and I am so grateful for your welcome in many different ways, and so grateful to be with you on this special day. It worked out beautifully in that sense, that your first time together in person, I was able to be here too. And if you're too busy saying hello to each other, that's fine, don't worry. I'll meet you next week or another time. I think I need my notes. There they are. Paul liked to talk. Well, he liked to write, at least, and I think that means he liked to talk, too. He wrote a lot of the words that are now part of our New Testament, our Christian Bible. And he said to the people in Corinth who were having a little trouble figuring out who's more important than each other and who's in charge around here anyway, he said, you know, we are like a human body. The people of God are like a human body made up of many different parts. I mean, look at us. We got a lot of different parts, right? So what part are you? What part of the body are you? Are you the hands? Is there someone here who has made some of these banners with their hands? Aha. Is there someone here that's really good at baking the goodies that we'll finally be able to allowed to have sometime down the road? Are there hands here who look after people as nurses or other caregivers? Anyone? Mm-hmm. Nurses aren't putting up their hands. Or do you like playing instruments with your hands like Costa? or to use other kinds of instruments to fix things, to make things, to build things? Are you those kinds of hands? Or perhaps your eyes, perhaps you see well. You see who's here and who's not. Perhaps you see who might need some help. Perhaps you see the things that other people don't notice that are important to notice. And some of us, like me, are kind of mouths. We talk a lot, some of us. But even if you don't talk a lot like I do, maybe you're a mouth that is good with words. Maybe you help to lead meetings, or you help to express things that are important to express. Or maybe you're a singer, and it's just half of the choir that are in the loft today. And one of the most exciting things I just discovered this morning is that you are a good singing congregation. And wow, does that make me excited. Am I right, Costa? That first hymn, I was like, oh yeah. Maybe you're a teacher and use your mouth to teach others. Aha. How about ears? Maybe you're good ears, a good listener. My wife Karen, who put up her hand, is here. She's delighted to be here. I am so glad that she's able. She won't be here every week, but Karen is an amazing listener. She is a pastor, a minister, an ordained minister, but for the last 20 plus years now, she's been a therapist, working with people who've experienced trauma and particularly abuse in relationships. She's an amazing listener. She even listens to me sometimes. Maybe you're a listener that's good at listening to your friends share what they need to share. Maybe you hear things in between the words that are really important to hear. Maybe you're a good listener on the phone. You make phone calls to stay in touch and to make sure that people know that they're loved and they belong, even though we can't be together as much these days. Maybe you're the heart. Maybe you're really gifted in caring for others, in praying for others, in writing cards, or doing other things that care for others. Maybe your feet. Anybody go to protests and marches and demonstrations to work for justice? Maybe you're the feet. Or perhaps you're the brains. I bet you we have lots of brains around here. Maybe you're good with numbers and finances. Anybody admitting to that? Yeah. Those are important. Boy, you gotta have those. Yeah. Or maybe you're good at learning things and teaching things. That's so important. Maybe you're good at analyzing what is going on, and wow, do we need to do a lot of that these days? Figuring out what's going on and what do we need to do next when it keeps changing every week. Perhaps you're imaginative. You have a great imagination for seeing how things can be. For having vision. Different kind of vision than the eyes. Perhaps you are the memory. I know some of you hold the memory of who we are as a community of faith. You've been here a long time and you know the stories. You know the people. You remember when this place didn't look like this at all, where the church was different and the community around it was different. And you hold the memory of how we went through all that time, all the times of change, because change is not new, is it? You've been through lots of it. And you hold that precious memory that we all need to be reminded of. One of our memory keepers is Edith. Where is Edith? Oh. We're going to take a break right now because we meant to do it earlier. And Sandy's going to come and talk about one of our memory keepers. Come on up, Sandy.
Today is a day to celebrate new beginnings. While we welcome our new minister and director of music, we think it's also important to look back to where our church began. Gilmore Park United Church was originally built in 1958, the church building. In fact, Edith Lang, who is with us today, is a founding member of our church. Edith has attended Gilmore Park United Church since 1958. Most recently, she was a faithful member of the Thursday morning Bible group, which met regularly until the start of the pandemic. So, Edith, it is with joy that we celebrate your presence here today and your longtime connection to our church. Please stand so others can see who you are, and we have some flowers for you to take home with you.
Thank you, Sandy, and thank you, Edith, for your faithfulness over so many years and for holding our memories. Now, not all of us have been here as long as Edith, but who are the memory keepers in our congregation? Don't be shy. Yeah. Yeah. We need to talk. I want to hear those stories. And we'll have time for that. Because some of us, Costa and I, are newcomers. I'm curious. Well, Karen's also a newcomer. There are at least three of us newcomers here today. Is there anybody else that's here for the first time that doesn't? You don't have to put up your hand if you don't want to. Huh? Well, welcome. We newcomers have a role too. Perhaps we bring new energy and new ideas. Perhaps we bring a new way, a different way of looking at the world or looking at how the Spirit is working among us and calling us to be faithful. There are so many different parts of the body, right? So many. I was worried about falling off this thing. At least it wasn't too dramatic. I like to move around. My body keeps moving. Because we are moving. And every part is important. Every part. We know that. Because if you pull one little muscle, if you have one little hangnail, if you have one knee that bugs you, or one other joint, boy, the whole body knows it, right? And we're like that too, that kind of body. When one suffers, the whole body suffers. Paul reminds us that the body parts that may seem weaker are actually most honored and important. If we're younger than most of the people, we're really important. Our children are so important. And if we're kind of on the older side, you're really important. So important. And those of us in between. I heard a story a little while ago about a group of people who decided to enter a rowing race. Have you seen rowing races? Did anybody watch the Olympics? Remember the eights, the rowing eights? So this group of people, I'm not sure they knew what they were doing, but they decided they wanted to be on a team, to make a team of rowers, and they got together, they had a boat, and they entered a rowing race. And they worked hard, they prepared, and they got ready, and on the day of their first race, their friends and families came to watch, and they were excited, and the starting sound went off, and the other teams went way ahead of them, and they were left far behind. And they were kind of embarrassed by how badly they did. And so they got together the next day and they had a meeting to try and figure out how to do better next time. And at the meeting, one person stood up and said, you know, the problem was that the other teams had one person banging the drum and eight people rowing. But our team had eight people banging the drums and one person rowing. We need more of us rowing, she said. But another person got up and said, no. We picked our strongest and our best rower to row. And the rest of us are supporting and cheering for him. We just need our guy to row harder. And believe it or not, the rest of the group agreed. Isn't that silly? Totally silly. Can you imagine what happened at their next race? Same thing. It does seem pretty silly, that story, but sometimes we do that in the church and other organizations that we're part of. We think, oh, so-and-so is really good at that. So they should be the one doing it, not me. But we forget that we all need to be rowing. We all need to be helping. We all need to be participating. Every part of the body is important for our body to be healthy and working properly. Now, there are limits, of course, to that metaphor. But we are the body of Christ, and every one of us is important. And we all have important gifts to share in our mission of sharing God's love in this community and beyond. It's only when we are participating and working together that we can be faithful to the call to embody Christ's love in our community and our world. I am so very grateful to be part of this ministry team, this new team of three, but it's actually a team of how many? How many are we? Does anybody know?
Yeah, this morning,
70 plus that are here today. Right. And lots more that are not here with us today, right? That's how big our team is. And it includes people that never show up on Sunday morning, but are involved in all kinds of other ways through the week, behind the scenes, from home, of working for justice, of sharing God's love, of including people and loving people. And I look forward to getting to know you and learning what each of your gifts are, which different parts of the body you are, and how together in all of our wonderful diversity, we can serve this community faithfully. Thanks be to God. Amen. We'll ask our ushers to bring forward our offering. Or have they gone out the door? Oh, there she is. Let us pray. O God, we offer ourselves to you, all of our gifts, all of the different parts of the body that we are, all of the things that we do and our very being. use these gifts, use the money that we offer to bring justice into fruition in our world and our community. Use us and all of our gifts to build community, your beloved community, that we might all live in peace, that all may be well, and that all might have enough. Amen. Let's sing together. Come, thou font of every blessing. As we offer our prayers, I invite you to take a moment to think of those people, those situations, those parts of the world, those realities in your own life and the life of those you love that you want to include in our prayers today. Let us pray. Great God of the starfields, author of all that is good, we praise you for this day. We thank you for the rain that feels like a lot lately, but we are so glad that it has come and has nourished the earth when we yearned for it so long in the summer. We thank you, O God, for this community of love, which has been sustained by your Spirit and sustained by the tenacity of our relationships bound together by your love. We thank you for those connections that will be strengthened as we gather together and as we continue to keep safe distances also. We pray your blessing, especially on those who need to stay home, to be that much more careful. We pray for those who are unable to be vaccinated and how that adds to their sense of isolation now. We pray, O God, for those who are struggling in one way or another at this time, for those who are living with illness of body or mind, for those struggling with depression, anxiety, or other mental illness, for those who have found this whole thing so hard and so long. We pray for those who are still living with so much uncertainty in their work, in their lives. We pray, O God, for people in various regions of the world where vaccinations are not yet available. We pray for people in Afghanistan, particularly women and girls. We pray for people in Haiti. We pray for Haitian refugees who are about to be deported. We pray for refugees across the world who have fled injustice and hardship and violence. Help us, O God, to do all that we can to build your beloved world of peace and justice. And we pray for each of the people that have come to our own thoughts today. Comfort those who mourn. Strengthen those who are unwell. Heal those living with illness. Bring strength and comfort for those living in pain. And help all of us, O God, with anxiety and fear, for there is so much of that around these days. And bless us, we pray, as we reform ourselves as a community of your love. We thank you for this new team. We thank you for Costa and his many gifts. We thank you for the grace of welcome that both of us have received here. And we pray your blessing upon our work with Carrie and Anna Maria and all of the staff and volunteers. Help us to work well together, we pray. Help us to listen to each other well. Help us to live and use our gifts fully, that we might be faithful. For we pray in the name of Christ, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Let us.
Thank you.
God. Friends, let us go from this place with all of our diverse gifts.
Let us share ourselves with the world that God loves.
Deep peace we breathe into you.
Deep peace, a quiet rain for you.
Deep peace of the running wave to you.
Deep peace of the flowing air to you.
Deep peace of the quiet earth to you.
Deep peace from the Son of Peace to you.
In the name of the three who are one, peace.
I invite the children, if you want, we're going to sing Peace Be With You. This is something that Kids Church has sung every week throughout the pandemic. So they'll sing the first verse, and then we'll all sing together. And you might want to take my mic off or turn it off, Miguel.
As we go out, we're invited to keep going outdoors. Thankfully, the rain is holding off, so you're invited to visit, but in outdoor spaces. And I look forward to meeting you out there.